Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Valentine's Day, named for St. Valentine, a Christian priest who performed marriages that were contrary to the decree of the Roman Emperor. The Roman Emperor at the time had limited marriages to get more men for his army. For Valentine's rejection, St. Valentine's rejection of this decree and his ongoing performance of illegal marriages, he was apparently beheaded on February 14th. And so today is one of the reasons then that this has become Valentine's Day and has been associated with love and romance, flowers and chocolate, cards and gifts. And it just so happens that this year, Valentine's Day falls on a Sunday. A Sunday in the church year, which has some excellent readings for Valentine's Day, one in particular. 1 Corinthians 13, our epistle reading for today, is all about love. About the need for love. About why it is necessary. And also about what love is. There we hear in the opening verses in this letter of St. Paul to the church in Corinth, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." That's how Paul opens up this wonderful passage on love. He tells us how important and necessary love is, that we must have it. Yes, knowledge, wisdom, prophetic powers, all of these are good things, but they should not stand apart from love. Even faith is to be active in love. See Galatians 5, verse 6. But what is this love that is so necessary, that we must have? Paul answers that question in the following verses of our epistle reading. He tells us, inspired by the Holy Spirit, what love is and what love is not. He says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." Now, on Valentine's Day, we might be more likely to think of love as the kind of love that we see in the movies and the romance novels, where a person falls in love, where they are obsessed with the other person in a deeply passionate and erotic love. But that isn't really what is described here. Here we have a description of a love that is self-sacrificing, a commitment to the other person, giving up one's own desires and wants, bearing with the sins of another person, bearing with offenses, not being irritable or resentful, rejoicing with the truth and not with wrongdoing. Does this mean that a loving person simply lets the other person do whatever they want? Do we just allow others to do anything? Notice that this love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love doesn't just live and let live. Love does what is commanded in Galatians 6, verse 1. "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness." You see, this kind of self-sacrificing, committed love that forgives sins and bears with offenses, this self-sacrificing love loves a person enough to not just turn a blind eye to someone who is caught in unrepentant sin. But this kind of love is even willing to go so far as to not only forgive the other person, but also to proclaim what God's word says to them, to not rejoice in wrongdoing, but to rejoice with the truth, and to say, here is what God's word says. I do not want you to fall into unrepentant sin. I do not want you to fall away from our Lord. This kind of love is willing to correct and admonish, not from its own preferences or desires, but from God's word. To say, here is what God says, and I want you to know it so that you might believe it and not fall away from our Lord. And then that love that is willing to offer what God says is also willing to bear any abuse that comes from this kind of speaking of the word of God. But even this correction, even this speaking of the word of God is done in love. We are to speak the truth in love for the building up of a brother or sister in Christ and for the building up of the church. You see, the kind of love we are to have is not one that elevates ourselves, not one where we are boasting in ourselves and what we know or what we do. But again, this is a love that spends itself on behalf of the other person to build them up, to proclaim to them what God's word says so that they do not fall into self-destructive behaviors or into behaviors that lead them then away from our Lord, where they are rebelling against him, but rather seeks to proclaim God's word in love for their sake, for their building up, because we care for them and we love them. Love gives the person what he or she needs, not always what they want, but what they need for their good. Think of what parents have to do for children. Sometimes parents have to say no to something out of love and care and concern for their children, because they know, the parent knows better than the child many times what is good for them. The person who loves, though, is patient with the person who sins against them, willing to bear with them even at great personal cost. And the person who does all of this, who does spend him or herself in love for the other person, does not then go around boasting about all the love that they have given to the other person, all the ways in which they have sacrificed for the other person. No, love does not boast either. Love simply cares for the other person for their sake, and not for the sake of the person who gives the love. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And love is also a love, then, that forgives offenses. That when something is done to them, the person forgives and willingly says that the debt is paid, that the other person does not owe them, that there is no keeping of a record of all of the wrongs that have been committed against the person. There are no grudges held, but rather that sin is forgiven. Much more could be said here about what love is and how we are to love. And we all would like to have such love. We would rather be patient than short-tempered. We would rather be kind than self-serving. We'd rather be content and humble than envious and boastful. We don't want to be irritable and resentful. We want to rejoice with the truth. We would rather bear all kinds of suffering with patience. We want to believe and trust in our Lord in the midst of the difficulties that others may lay upon us, to hope in our Lord and believe and trust in him, and give ourselves in love for others. How shall we have this kind of love? 1 John 4:10 tells us, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." This is where we find love. Not in the chocolates or the flowers or the Valentine's Day cards that we get, but in this is love, that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This is where we find love, where we poor sinners who do not love perfectly go to find love, to receive love, to be given love so that we then love others. We love, Scripture says, because He first loved us. And in our gospel reading, then we see our Lord loving us. Here He is on His way to Jerusalem, and He tells His disciples that He is going to suffer and die and rise again. He goes to this cross willingly, knowing what is going to happen. The cross is not a mistake or an accident. Jesus goes there willingly. This was all according to plan, that He would suffer and He would die for us. This is love that says that the Son of God is willing to bear all the punishment for every sin that we have ever committed and that has been committed by every person on the planet, that He would suffer all of the punishment for that in a way that we cannot understand or know perfectly. But know that He is suffering even separation from the Father on the cross when He says, my God, why have You forsaken Me? And in the midst of suffering all of this, He does not defend Himself or boast about all the ways in which He is loving us or loving the people who are hurting Him. He doesn't try to fight back. He doesn't become angry, irritable, or resentful. He endures all things, bears all things, hopes all things. He suffers for us in our place and willingly lets Himself be spit upon and beaten and mocked and scourged and hung upon a cross. And He is dying there and suffering all of those things, even for the people who are doing that to Him. But He is not put off by that. He doesn't say from the cross, well, this is for everybody except the people who are hanging Me here, except for the people who have beaten Me. He does not pray for their destruction, but instead says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He prays for the forgiveness of even the people who hurt Him, not just some other people who are not there, who love Him and care for Him. He dies even for the people who do not reciprocate His love, but instead despise and reject Him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, because we haven't, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We human beings have not loved God as we ought, but our Lord still has come and died for us while we were His enemies. Warm, fuzzy feelings will go away. Chocolates will get eaten. Romantic love will fade away, and lovers will leave or die. The flowers will fade. The Valentine's Day cards will be forgotten. But the love of God in Christ Jesus will stand forever. That love means life for sinners like us. That love gave us all new birth in holy baptism when we were united to that propitiation for our sins. We were united to our Lord's death. And that love still feeds us in the Lord's Supper. This love lasts forever. This is the love that we need and that we cry out to our Lord to give us. Just as that blind beggar on the side of the road called out to Jesus and cried to Him as the Son of David, who was the Messiah, cried to Him for mercy, for help. And our Lord gave him mercy. And our Lord gives us His mercy. We have cried out to Him, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, here in the Kyrie. And our Lord gives us His mercy, not because we deserved it, not because we were good enough, but because of His love for us. And He gives it to us today in the Lord's Supper. He gives us the thing that pays for our sins, His very body and His blood, and says to you, your sins are forgiven. You belong to Me. You are Mine. I love you personally. This is better than a Valentine's Day card. This is better than the flowers and the chocolate. This says that you have life forever, that the Son of God has died for you, that He would give Himself up for you and for your salvation. He claims you as His own. And it's because of that love, then, that we go forth from this place and we love others. We say, because our debt has been paid, our sins have been forgiven, then the debt that somebody else we think owes us is paid. Jesus died for them too. We give up the grudge that we might want to hold against someone else. And we lay it aside. We don't broadcast it. We don't keep a record of it. But we say it is paid for. It is forgiven. And we receive our Lord's love. We give up love to others. And we pray that this might be the case after the Lord's Supper. When we pray in that prayer following the Lord's Supper, that our Lord, through this gift, would strengthen us in faith toward Him and in fervent love toward one another. All because of the love that we have received here in this place. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.